Americans. He'll now be transferred from military custody to the custody of the U.S. Justice Department. Padilla was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in 2002 after returning from Pakistan. Officials at the time accused him of plotting to use a dirty bomb to spread radioactive material. Since then, he's been held as an enemy combatant. A senior U.S. official says there is an agreement among leaders of Bosnia's three major ethnic groups designed to unify the Balkans. A decade after a bloody three-year war gave way to an ethnically divided government, an agreement to overhaul the constitutional structure has been signed. U.S. diplomats helped to mediate 3 days of negotiations ahead of the signing, where it is the statement signed by representatives of the Croat, Serbs, and Muslim political groups commits the parties to work out details by March of next year. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group's latest holiday time survey on dangerous toys named some old standards like latex balloons, as well as some new gadgets like yo-yo water balls. Both are described as potential choking hazards, and U.S. PIRG says yo-yo water balls should be banned. These are liquid-filled balls attached to stretchy cords that can be used, they say, to swing overhead like a lasso. Noise, another problem. U.S. PIRG says the hearing is key to a child's development and is easily damaged. Researchers point to things like toy electric guitars. They say appear to exceed voluntary standards. The group advises parents to use a choke testing tube or a cardboard toilet paper roll to test small toys and parts. If the part fits inside, the toy isn't safe for young kids. Toll collectors on the Golden State Bridge are given bulletproof vests to wear while on duty. Bridge officials say the vests were issued to 42 employees last week in response to the shooting and robbery of a toll worker back in April. The bridge district spokesperson says about half of the toll takers are now wearing the $500 vest, mostly night shift workers. They say it gives the toll takers a psychological edge. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This, the 42nd anniversary of the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Thanksgiving Eve, tomorrow night, will be Youth Night here on the Malloy program. If you are between the ages of 13 and 17, we'd like to hear from you tomorrow night, your take on the issues that are confronting not just your grandparents and parents, but you also. That's tomorrow night, starting at the usual time, 10 o'clock Eastern, and we'll do it until the interest drops off. In a few minutes here, I want to play for you three clips from John Fitzgerald Kennedy's City on a Hill speech. He made that speech right before he began his brief presidential career. It's when he addressed the State House in Boston on Beacon Hill. As you remember, he was a senator from Massachusetts. In that famous speech, he outlined his goals and his aspirations and his presidential philosophy and what he had in mind for the country. And I'd like to play that for you, not the whole thing, but a couple of cuts. It's not all that long, but I don't want to play the whole thing. But you can do your own mental compare and contrast between John F. Kennedy 42 years ago and Chuckle Nuts today, the moron that runs into closed doors and decides he wants to bomb a radio network because he's pissed off. This guy is insane. Bush. All right, let's play some of this. Imagine Kennedy today, not Kennedy himself, but a president who had the intellect and the vision that Kennedy had. Imagine how different this country would be if someone like JFK sat in the Oval Office right now. In listening to this speech again today, it brought tears to my eyes because, you know, I remember exactly what I was doing on November 22nd, 1963, just like an older generation remembers exactly what they were doing December 7th, 1941. And there are people who, in their 20s now, 30s, whatever, will always remember what they were doing on September 11th, 2001. Made me weep for this country when I heard these words. Let's play the first cut.
I have been guided by the standard John Winthrop set before his shipmates on the flagship Arabella 331 years ago. As they too face the task of building a new government on a perilous frontier. We must always consider, he said, that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us. Today, the eyes of all people are truly upon us. And our governments, in every branch, at every level, national, state, and local, must be as a city upon a hill, constructed and inhabited by men aware of their great trust and their grave responsibilities. For we are setting out upon a voyage in 1961, no less hazardous than that undertaken by the Arabella in 1630. We are committing ourselves to tasks of statecraft no less awesome than that of governing the Massachusetts Bay Colony, beset as it was by terror without and disorder within.
Now, setting aside the obvious manifest destiny nonsense of our invasion of this continent 350 years ago, if we can get past that, and listen to what Kennedy says. We've got to have government at every level in this country inhabited by men aware of their great trust and their great responsibilities. Oh my God. And you compare that to George Bush, who says God whispers in his ear and tells him who to bomb and kill. Or you have some freak like Rumsfeld who denies his own words, or Dick Cheney who gloats and rubs his hands over the idea of torture. Jesus. Here he is again.
For of those to whom much is given, much is required. And when at some future date the high court of history sits in judgment on each one of us, recording whether in our brief span of service we fulfilled our responsibilities to the state, our success or failure in whatever office we may hold will be measured by the answers to four questions. First, were we truly men of courage, with the courage to stand up to one's enemies and the courage to stand up when necessary to one's own associates, the courage to resist public pressure as well as private greed? Secondly, were we truly men of judgment, with perceptive judgment of the future as well as of the past, of our own mistakes as well as the mistakes of others, with enough wisdom to know what we did not know and enough candor to admit it? Third, were we truly men of integrity, men who never ran out on either the principles in which they believed or the people who believed in them, men whom neither financial gain nor political ambition could ever divert from the fulfillment of our sacred trust? Finally, were we truly men of dedication, with an honor mortgaged to no single individual or group and compromised by no private obligation or aim, but devoted solely to serving the public good and the national interest?
You know, when you listen to that, you have to wonder, did Bush or any of these monstrous thugs around him even try to live up to any honorable principle at all? When Kennedy says the courage to resist public pressure as well as private greed, this is, can you imagine Halliburton, Bechtel, invading countries for oil? When he talks about acknowledging our own mistakes as well as mistakes of others and learning from them, Bush never makes mistakes. Neither do his thuggish gang-style cronies. And when Kennedy talks about being a leader out of a group who neither financial gain nor political ambition could ever divert from the fulfillment of their sacred trust, don't you just want to, I don't know, sit down and cry or laugh hysterically? When compared, sure, this is a speech, but can you imagine anybody in this filthy Bush administration even being able to think thoughts such as these? Here's the last one.
Courage, judgment, integrity, dedication. These are the historic qualities of the Bay Colony and of the Bay State, the qualities which this state have consistently sent to this chamber, here in Beacon Hill in Boston, and to Capitol Hill back in Washington. And these are the qualities which, with God's help, this son of Massachusetts hopes will characterize our government's conduct in the four stormy years that lie ahead. Humbly I ask his help in that undertaking, but aware that on earth his will is worked by men, I ask for your help and your prayers as I embark on this new and solemn journey. Yes.
And what he had was 1,036 days from January 20th, 1961 to November 22nd, 1963.
He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and
you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We're going to get to the indictment of Jose Padilla. I don't know why everybody's calling him Padilla today. It's kind of irritating, unless I've got it wrong, which I may. But anyway, the indictment of Jose Padilla today by a crime family that is desperate did not want that case to go in front of the Supreme Court because, well, heck, gosh, guys, you know, it's just not in keeping with the U.S. Constitution to lock an American citizen up for over 3 years, keep him in solitary confinement, question him with no legal representation, not charge him with anything, violate his Fifth and Sixth Amendments, just blatantly, you know, and then the Supreme Court, when they get ready to hear the case, well, okay, let's just go ahead and charge him with a state crime then. Boy, these sons of bitches are just beyond belief, just beyond belief. And what do they indict him for today? Wanting to go overseas and commit havoc, sort of like Blackwater USA does. Sort of like a mercenary private, sort of like Halliburton's armed thugs do. Same thing. We'll get to it. But even more important, the article or two now that has appeared in the Mirror of the UK, the insane Bush memo, Bush's plot to bomb an Arab TV network home office, In a country that is an ally of the United States, Qatar, and it was stopped by Tony Blair. And according to the Mirror of the UK, Blair feared it would spark horrific revenge. The story is this. I know most of you are familiar with it at this point, but an explosive Downing Street memo stamped top secret records a threat by Bush to unleash, quote, military action, end quote, against Al Jazeera, which Bush has always thought of fueling the Iraq insurgency and as being a network that's Osama bin Laden's mouthpiece. I guess that's sort of like NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN are Bush mouthpieces, huh? Oh, well. According to the Mirror of the UK, the attack would have led to a massacre of innocents on the territory of a key ally, Qatar, enraged the Middle East, and almost certainly have sparked bloody retaliation. A source last night said to the Mirror, quote, now this was from yesterday, the memo is explosive and hugely damaging to Bush. He made clear he wanted to bomb Al Jazeera in Qatar and elsewhere. Blair replied that would cause a big problem. There's no doubt what Bush wanted to do, and no doubt Blair didn't want him to do it, end quote. Now, somebody in the Blair administration suggested that Bush had been trying to be, quote, humorous, not serious, end quote. But another source, very familiar with all this, said, quote, Bush was deadly serious, as was Blair. That much is absolutely clear from the language in the memo used by both men, end quote. On Monday, I believe, Labour Defence Minister Peter Kilfoyle in the UK demanded that Downing Street publish this five-page transcript of the two leaders' conversation. The former defence minister said, quote, it's frightening to think that such a powerful man as Bush can propose such cavalier actions. I hope the Prime Minister insists this memo be published. It gives an insight into the mindset of those who are the architects of war, end quote. Jesus, God. Now, at the time Bush made this threat, this is when the United States military was launching this all-out assault on Fallujah when we were using napalm and white phosphorus, when we were burning people alive, when we were blowing people into red mist, when we were murdering children and old ladies and civilians in order to try to get a few insurgents, most of whom had left Fallujah because they knew what was coming. But we decided to use Fallujah as an example, the same way in World War II we used Dresden as an example. Let's just burn the sons of bitches. Burn them all. Burn them all. And at the same time, this madman, George, do any of you still doubt the insanity of this man, George W. Bush? Do you? I mean, you can't. You know, his doctrine, if you can't buy the media, kill them. It's very simple. It's the Bush doctrine. Juliana Segrena, kill her. Al Jazeera, bomb it. Foreign journalists at the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, blow it up. Kill them. No wonder these pigs like Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher and God knows how many other U.S. citizens, journalists all, were on the Bush payroll. It's called survival of the fittest. It's an evolutionary trick in order to get your genes into the next generation for you snake handlers. And people like Armstrong Williams, Maggie Gallagher, and, oh, I don't know, Bob Woodward, you suppose?
That's what bombs were made for, so if you blow stuff up, come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. Blow something up. Blow something up. That's what bombs were made for, so if you blow stuff up, let's roll. Let's blow something up. When all else fails, let's blow something up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Oh my God! Yeah. Can you picture that? I mean, remember when he said that? This insane little man, this coward, this guy who obviously is having a nervous breakdown, has been having one for about the past 7 years. A nuclear arsenal at his disposable. Let's hope there's a Henry Kissinger in his administration, as there was in Nixon's, where it was made very clear by Kissinger to the Joint Chiefs, any order to launch by Nixon should be checked with Kissinger first. You know, at least Kissinger was a professional mass killer. Nixon was an amateur. It's the amateurs you have to worry about. Bush is an amateur. So the article in the Mirror of the UK, a memo called explosive and hugely damaging to Bush. He wanted to blow up Al Jazeera in the country of Qatar. Just blow it up. Just destroy it. Because he didn't like what was being said. Now, as the Mirror points out, to have wiped out Al Jazeera would have been the equivalent of bombing the BBC in London during World War II. And had it been carried out, it would have been the most spectacular foreign policy disaster since the Iraq War itself. And, of course, this memo now raises more doubts about Bush's claims that previous attacks against Al Jazeera were mainly military errors. Now, if you remember, in 2001, the station's office in Kabul, Afghanistan, was knocked out by two so-called smart bombs. In 2003, Al Jazeera reporter Tariq Ayub was killed in a U.S. missile strike on the station's Baghdad center. The people who think that Al Jazeera is run by Islamic fanatics are wrong. The people who work there are respected and highly trained technicians and journalists. It's just that what they're reporting on is the madness of this psychopath that runs the United States. And apparently, the go-along, get-along asininity of Tony Blair. So kill them. Kill them. You see, Al Jazeera has thoroughly infuriated Washington and London. That means the Bush crime family and Bush's lapdog, Tony Blair, by reporting from behind the lines, so-called rebel lines, and broadcasting pictures of dead soldiers, dead private contractors, and dead Iraqis. We've got to get them off the air. See, in the United States, you can control that. All Bush has to do is call or have one of his thugs, Karl Rove or Stephen Hadley or Irving Libby, call up all the networks and say, "Hey, no pictures. Are we clear?" "Yes, sir. We are very clear." "Thank you. Now go back to making the American public forget." That's how easy it is in the United States. And it is today. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. "Oh, well, the news media is finding its spine." No, it's not. No, it's not. The media in this country is doing what it has done for the past 30 years. It smells blood in the water, and it's coming in for a good look and a bit of a feeding. But you see, to close down Al Jazeera, Bush can't say, "Stop it!" and get any sort of response other than the Arabic equivalent of a middle finger in his face. So kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Now, the latest on this, which is in tomorrow's Mirror, this was just emailed to me. It says, the Daily Mirror was yesterday, that was the 22nd, told not to publish further details from a top-secret memo which revealed that Bush wanted to bomb Al Jazeera. The gag order by the Attorney General Lord Goldsmith came nearly 24 hours after the Mirror informed Downing Street of its intention to reveal how Tony Blair talked Bush out of attacking satellite station Al Jazeera's headquarters in friendly Qatar. Number 10, that Downing Street, did nothing to stop us publishing our front page exclusive yesterday, but the Attorney General warned that publication of any further details from the document would be a breach of the Official Secrets Act. He threatened an immediate High Court injunction unless the Mirror confirmed it would not publish further details. We have essentially agreed to comply. Well, I guess that's that. The Mirror goes on to say the five-page memo stamped top secret records a threat by Bush to unleash military action against the TV network, which America accuses of being a mouthpiece for anti-U.S. sentiments. Oh, well, we can't have any of that! Following the mirror's revelations, there were calls for the transcript of the memo to be released. So there are ways to silence the British press, too. It's a little bit more difficult, but the Official Secrets Act, which is similar to it precedes our USA Patriot Act, but it's fairly similar, I believe. Not being a citizen of the UK, I'm not exactly sure what it states, but if the government deems or determines that something you are going to publish, it's prior restraint, which is prohibited in this country except under, well, it used to be prohibited except under extraordinary or unique circumstances. That's not the case anymore. Now, it is common knowledge that the New York Times, Washington Post, America's two newspapers of record, are more than willing to withhold information if requested to do so by a member of the Bush administration, or the Clinton administration, or the Bush 1 administration. Not so much the Clinton administration. The Clinton administration was a feeding frenzy for these bastards. But the newspapers of record did withhold information about the Clinton administration's plans to attack in Middle Europe using NATO. God, that seems so far away and so long ago and so inconsequential, doesn't it? Oh, man. So the mayor of the UK will no longer publish any further information from Madman Bush memo. This is the type of mindset that is ticking inside this crazy man's head, George W. Bush. Now, when you couple that with Cheney, who starts salivating, whose hands tremble, and whose pacemaker starts to go off whenever he hears the word torture, and then throw into the mix this murderous nutball, Donald Rumsfeld, and then let's add the stiletto-heeled Condoleezza Rice, and there you have it, Secretaries of Defense and State, President and Vice President, the four most important members of the Bush crime family, at least the ones that wield the most power, and they're all nuts. Ah. Astonishing. Bomb them. Kill them. Come on, Tony, you're pissing me off. You know, in Texas, I was governor of Texas, something like this come up, they'd get beat up. Well, you know the Enron guy. Remember that one? That's our scandal. You don't know anything about Enron, but you know the Enron guy was about to go public and got in his car and committed suicide three times. He did three times. Shot himself three times in the head. Committed suicide. That's right. That's suicide. That's what we do in this country. We make people commit suicide. And in Texas, I just, you know, the ones I really didn't like, I just executed them. It was simple. I really do, I'm not going to be cute and say I fear for my country, because I really do believe that when the American people have had enough, we'll know exactly what to do. But I fear for my kids and my grandkids. I do. What they are witnessing. I've got kids in their 30s and 20s. And you know, we talk. We email. We talk on the phone a lot. And I just sometimes we have to avoid the topic because they're scared and they don't want to admit it. You know, these are adult children. They don't want to admit that they have their own children. They don't want to admit that they're scared. They're frightened. What is going on? Why is this happening? Every once in a while, one of my daughters will send me an email, and what she will send to me is a link to a story, and all she'll write above the link is, "Jesus God." And she's probably not quite as much of an atheist as I am, but you know, she uses that as expressions of frustration. And then I read the article, and I think, yeah, okay, I hear you, Wendy. Man. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Mueller. This is Air America.
Condoleezza, check my money.
There's Stabbers, Halliburton, mass destruction, fame.
is a lovely place to visit. My wife would love to go there every single year. But they're just puppies.
Yep, 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 yep.
They need their stuff there. Yep, some big dogs over here. I will rule the world forever. I'm straight and white and male, American and free.
Condoleezza, check my puppy.
Bill O'Reilly, Devote Systems, Master Sturch and me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Plenty
capable of conducting foreign policy for the United States in a way that reflects positively on my nation.
Or I'll kill you. First of all, a whole bunch of you have emailed me. Thank you. It's not Jose Padilla. His family has requested that his name be pronounced Padilla. So be it. Jose Padilla. It's completely believable, by the way, that Bush would want to blow up a television network. He actually requested Kofor Black. Remember him, the former head of CIA counterintelligence? He requested that Kofor Black produce for him the heads of captured al-Qaeda leaders.
Oh, that was a joke, Mike!
No, it wasn't. Does that seem sane to you? Heads in boxes on dry ice. Do you understand what we have here? I don't think so. I don't think even I get it. As much as I loathe these bastards, as much as I see what they have done to my country as being something evil and vicious and biting and foul and ghoulish, even I don't get it. How degenerate and sick the rulers of this country truly are. I think the only thing that keeps us going is inertia. I believe that. You know, the what law of physics is it? Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't ask. I'll get 97 emails. Which one is it, Kathy? The one that an object in motion tends to remain in motion, an object at rest tends to remain at rest unless acted upon by an outside.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong. Is it the first law of thermodynamics?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
Anyway, so somebody will say, watch this. Watch.
They're going to come in. Pop, pop, pop.
Watch the email. Well, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I hate being stupid. I hate being as uneducated as I am, where I can't just pull it out of my head and say, oh, that's this Newtonian law or that law of thermodynamics or that's...
Now, the thermodynamics one is about energy can't be created.
Right, that's the conservation of energy, right. This is a Newtonian law, I'm sure.
Darn.
That's right.
Damn, my high school physics teacher.
Suzanne sent me an email, more on the subject of the British gag order. This is from The Guardian of the UK. This is in tomorrow's paper. The Attorney General last night threatened newspapers with the Official Secrets Act if they revealed the contents of a document allegedly relating to a dispute between Blair and Bush over the conduct of military operations in Iraq. It is believed to be the first time the Blair government has threatened newspapers in this way. Think about that, truth seekers. Think about that. This is the first time. That's how violently explosive this memo is. Though it has obtained court injunctions against newspapers, the government, referring to the British government, has never prosecuted editors for publishing the contents of leaked memos or documents, including highly sensitive ones about the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. Why is this so different? Huh? Why is this so different? Well, somebody will find it. And publish it. Somebody there'll be a peace loving ally inside Blair's government, since it too now has become not quite as corrupt as the Bush crime family. Maybe the document in its entirety will work its way into the public domain, so we can see just how sick this man really is, Bush. When you stop and think about where we are, if you really think about it, if you really, really, really think about where we are in this country now under the death grip of the Bush crime family, it's very scary. It's very scary. And I think that's why most of us are just in utter denial. No, 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 no. Like that psychopath that was on television with Randy Rhoads, that woman who put her hands over her ears. No, 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 I'm not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen. Janet Parshall, is that her name? One of those Christian freaks? What is she on, 900 radio stations? And what are Randy and I on? Total, maybe 70? Jesus. Not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen. Don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it. This is what we're saying in this country. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know. His popularity numbers are down to 35%, 36%. Okay, so what? It should be zero. 100% of the American public should be saying, get this psychopath out of here. Do it. Do it legally and peacefully or something. Email here from Irish Dave regarding where you were November 22nd, 1963. Irish Dave says, I remember where I was. Everyone I know who's old enough remembers where they were, but the one person who claims he does not remember is George Herbert. Herbert Bush, father of Chucklenuts. Eh? What about that?
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Sure, George Bush avoided serving in Vietnam, but he's not the administration's draft dodger-in-chief. That title belongs to Vice President Dick Cheney, who attained not one but five draft deferments during the Vietnam conflict. So when Cheney suggested that Representative John Murtha, a decorated Vietnam vet who was called for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, had wimped out, it did not sit well with the Pennsylvania congressman. As Murtha noted, he's the one who put on the Marine uniform, took his shots in Vietnam, and went on to a long career of working with and defending the military, while Cheney is the one who did everything in his power to avoid serving in Southeast Asia and has never been a friend to the men and women who actually fight the wars that the vice president so shamelessly and disingenuously promotes. Quote, I like guys who got five deferments and have never been there and send people to war and then don't like to hear suggestions about what needs to be done, said Murtha. For more on Murtha versus Cheney, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A European investigator is digging deeper into allegations about secret CIA prisons. Dick Morty is a Swiss senator leading the investigation for the Council of Europe. He's looking into 31 so-called suspicious flights that landed in Europe in recent years, and he's also trying to acquire past satellite images of places in Romania and Poland. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says a military airfield in Romania and an airport in Poland may be sites of secret detention centers. Marty says there's still no direct proof that secret prisons existed anywhere in Europe, but that there are many hints needing to be checked out. He says the council's work is not a crusade against America. He says the fight against terror must be done legally, or it just gives ammunition to militants and their sympathizers. There were no injuries today when insurgents fired a mortar at a ceremony to hand over a former presidential palace in Iraq to local officials. The mortar created quite a scare at the ceremony, which was attended by the U.S. ambassador and the U.S. commander. In Iraq, the mortar landed about 300 yards away from the palace, which was built by Saddam Hussein in his hometown of Tikrit, 80 miles north of Baghdad. People briefly went inside the palace but came out a few minutes later to continue the ceremony. No injuries. U.S. forces occupied that palace for more than 3 years. The Vatican saying homosexuals who are sexually active or support gay culture are unwelcome in the priesthood unless they've gotten over their gay tendencies for at least 3 years. That's according to a church document posted on the Internet by an Italian Catholic news agency. This long-awaited document is scheduled to be officially released by the Vatican November 29th. A church official who's read the document confirmed its authenticity. The document says the church, while deeply respecting the people in question, cannot admit to the seminary and the sacred orders those who practice homosexuality, present deeply rooted homosexual tendencies, or support so-called gay culture. The University of Kansas is about to start a course in creationism and intelligent design, but supporters of those concepts may not like this course. Next semester's course in the Religious Studies Department is called Special Topics in Religion, Intelligent Design, Creationism, and Other Religious Mythologies. The department chairman says the KU faculty has had enough. Paul Marecki says intelligent design, quote, clearly is not science, though supporters try to paint it that way. Earlier this month, in the same state, the Kansas State Board of Education adopted new science teaching standards that treat evolution as a flawed theory. Science groups oppose that view. The vote was seen as a major victory for proponents of intelligent design, which says that the universe is so complex that it must have been created by a higher power and not by evolution. This is Air America Radio News.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The contrast between what Kennedy said 42 years ago and what comes out of the mouths of the Bush crime family, any member of the Bush crime family, is stunning in its in the comparison itself. It's just stunning. In terms of context and content, it almost brings one to one's knees, right? It's just unbelievable the extent to which leadership in this country has become nothing more than what it is under the Bush crime family. We only have to go back to Clinton. Here's a quote from Clinton. I like this. The real differences around the world today are not between Jews and Arabs, Protestants and Catholics, Muslims, Croats and Serbs. The real differences are between those who embrace peace and those who would destroy it. Between those who look to the future and those who cling to the past. Between those who open their arms and those who are determined to clench their fists. Yeah. All right. We are not going to do anything specific to commemorate Thanksgiving because it's, I've said it before, it's a very weird holiday to me. Everything is weird to me lately. Everything. Everything seems slightly corrupted. In some cases, more corrupted than others. But I did get an email from Tom, and I want to share it with you. It's very quick. Tom in Scotts Valley, California. He writes, Mike, I thought your listeners might appreciate the following. It's titled, The Empty Chair at the Table. Here it is, the countdown to Thanksgiving, and we're at work with lots of stuff we've got to get done. Let's not kid ourselves. We're talking about cramming 5 days of work into three, or maybe 2.5, so we can get out early Wednesday to beat the rush. And we find ourselves in the rush that formed from everybody who's trying to beat the rush. Here at this 32-acre ranch cooperative in the Santa Cruz Mountains, I helped start some 23 years ago, those who are not traveling to feast with their personal families will be gathering at our house for the traditional feed, followed by the obligatory screening of Auntie Mame with Rosalind Russell. Don't ask me how that tradition started, but there it is, and we'd be sacrilegious if we didn't go along with it after the big showdown. Kids will be running around, and adults will be nodding off under the effects of tryptophan-laden turkey. Yes, we will gather, and we will acknowledge our thanks for the good things that have been bestowed on us by our community, our friends, and loved ones. The enlightened atmosphere of Santa Cruz County with its sea breezes, its gentle climate, its forests of redwoods, and its fine people. We also will recognize the blessings still enjoyed by this wondrous America in which we all take part, a land that despite its faults and its conflicts, has blessed us with freedom and prosperity and given us the admonition that we must be vigilant to preserve those blessings. And yes, we will truly pause for a moment and give thanks to whatever gods, goddesses, powers, and forces we feel have been at work in this garden world we enjoy. This holiday, my wife and I will be welcoming 9 friends into our home, and the table will be richly set with a brined and smoked turkey, stuffing and dishes brought in from all who attend, casserole, salads, potato sauces, snacks, beverages of all manner, and delectable desserts. That will make a total of 11 thankful and happy diners. We will, however, be setting 12 places at the table. That's right. 12 places will be set at our table for 11 diners. The 12th place will be empty. It will be empty in recognition and sympathy for those families who will be coming together this holiday with an empty place of their own. All across this blessed land, there will be families gathering for whom a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, or other loved one will not be seated. Some chairs will be empty because a family member is serving his or her country in a faraway land. Other seats will be empty as a silent tribute to those who will never return. More still will be empty because a young family is spending time with a wounded loved one, some so horribly mutilated that their own wives cannot bear to look upon them. We will keep that seat vacant, and as a result, our own celebration will be less joyous than it might have been. But until we can put an end to this horror and bring the troops home, it is the least any of us can do. Thanks, Tom. In Baghdad, in the last 24 hours, the official death toll of U.S. Servicemen has reached 2,100, which is an absolute serious understatement of the number of deaths. U.S. military personnel who died in German hospitals are en route to German hospitals have not previously been counted, according to TBRNews.org. They total about 6,210 as of January 1st of this year. But the official number is still 2,100 as of today. 3 U.S. soldiers died in 2 separate attacks, and a car bomb went off in the northern city of Kirkuk, killing at least 17 people. In Saddam's hometown of Tikrit, insurgents fired a mortar at a U.S. ceremony attended by top officials to hand over a presidential palace to Iraqi authorities, sending U.S. ambassadors and top commanders scrambling for cover but causing no injuries. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, who is also a former lobbyist for UNICAL, consultant for UNICAL Oil Company, and the U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, were in the audience when the mortar attack occurred. They briefly went inside the palace, but emerged a few minutes later to continue the ceremony. Okay. Let's do some phone calls, and we'll get to the Jose Padilla story here momentarily. Oh, Padilla, I'm sorry. Jeez, I did it again. I just got an email. MSNBC is reporting a civil servant in the U.K. has been charged under Britain's Official Secrets Act for allegedly leaking a government memo that a newspaper said Tuesday suggested that Tony Blair persuaded Bush not to bomb the Arab satellite station Al Jazeera. The Daily Mirror reported that Bush spoke of targeting blah, 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 blah. Has he been identified? Yeah. Cabinet Office civil service servant David Keogh is accused of passing the information to Leo Connor, who formerly worked for British lawmaker Tony Clark. Both Keogh and O'Connor are scheduled to appear at London's Bow Street Magistrate Court next week. According to the Crown Prosecution Service, Keogh was charged with an offense under Section 3 of the Official Secrets Act relating to, quote, a damaging disclosure, end quote, by a servant of the Crown of information relating to international relations of information obtained from a state other than the United Kingdom. Yadda, yadda, yadda. Okay, so the arrests have begun. Let's do some phone calls. What do you say? Start with Craig, who is calling from Boone, North Carolina. Craig, welcome to the program.
Mike, hello. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
And we really appreciate your show. You're saving me $90 a therapy session.
I hear that. It saves me 90. Well, it saves me 120.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be brief. There's an article in the Rolling Stone by James Banford. I emailed you to the effect, and Amy Goodman covered it yesterday. It's about John Rendon of the Rendon Group.
Oh, the public relations firm.
Yeah,
sold us two wars so far.
Right, and Panama. It goes all the way back to Panama.
Oh, three wars then. Yeah, three wars.
Lobby, all that. And I just wanted to share with your people who are gathered around the campfire, hunkering down from the fascistic onslaught that's out there. And it's a really interesting and well-done article.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet, simply because it's lengthy. It's an interview, isn't it, Greg?
Well, it's...
Greg, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are two. I just emailed it to you. Amy Goodman, you can get the whole interview off her Democracy Now! Site.
Yeah.
And then the Rolling Stone article is about 11 pages.
Yeah.
So far beyond the time you have for the show, but I just wanted to share with everybody gathered here that that's on the...
So they can get it either at Democracy Now! Or RollingStone.com, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Craig, thank you very much. By the way, you live in one of the most beautiful parts of the country that's not on either coast, Boone, North Carolina. I love it up there. Take care, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right, sir. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night. And good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mike in New Jersey reminds us that Al Jazeera, well, here's what he says. Hi, Mike. Regarding Al Jazeera, I think people in this country do not realize that Al Jazeera is a thorn in the side of all those dictatorships in the Middle East. All those dictators in the Middle East have been trying to get rid of Al Jazeera since its inception. I think Bush was trying to help his cousins in the Saudi royal family and kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, that's true, Mike. I'd forgotten about that. If the Saudi royal family, the Kuwaiti royal family, the Jordanian royal family, the dictator in Syria, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? The mullahs in Iran, they probably all would like to see Al Jazeera disappear. Well, they almost got a little help from their friend and co-conspirator George W. Bush. Back to the phone calls. Phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you want to join in. Stu is calling from Sacramento. Stu, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, Stu. How are you?
Thank you. I'd like to thank you very much for your introduction about JFK. It was moving. It's so vibrant to hear that tone in somebody's voice about politics, about the enthusiasm of trying to get a country going.
Yeah.
I just have to say real quickly, I am a collector of Kennedy stuff, and one of my little buttons set is a 64 JFK button that says, Kennedy wants more in 64. Well, I don't think the more that he got is what he was expecting.
I don't think so.
Because 2 months later, they created the Gulf of Tonkin, didn't they? Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
And the troops went in less than 2 months after his death. And I believe that was probably the coronation of our royal family, as you alluded to earlier. And they still have a grasp on us, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, I just have to, there's so much to comment on tonight. You know, the audacity. He probably doesn't even realize that Qatar is a neutral country. He just wants them gone. You know, just. He's too far gone. He's been having too much of whatever he went down to Peru for. And
Bush, you know, Bush is of that mindset. Like most ignorant, bully cowards, if something gets in your way and you have an arsenal of weaponry, whether it's a whole room full of clubs or 9,000 nuclear weapons or the United States Army and Marine Corps, you have a tendency to say, oh, you're irritating me. I think I will kill you.
Yeah, just get a Blackwater or black shirt guy, whatever, out of, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. And I just want to say again, thank you, and we'll always keep supporting you out here in Sacramento. Again, thanks for coming back on the air out here. And everybody, your listeners, your younger listeners especially, who are going to be tuning in tomorrow, need to remember the spirit of JFK and RFK mm-hmm. and Martin Luther King and what that era meant to us. And there's so very small way to bring that back. I just encourage them to listen to recordings and try and pick up what that era was all about and inject it into their life today.
I hear you. Good advice. Thanks, Stu.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, the 5 years, well, actually it was more than that, about six. From 1963 to 1968, the murder of John Kennedy, and then Dr. King, and then Robert Kennedy. Three people who I don't care what the peripheral issues were with these people. I don't care if they cheated in their marriage. I don't care if they had to go through some conversion process. These were three people who truly believed in justice. That's all, just justice. And, of course, peace washes out of justice. Honor washes out of justice. Dignity washes out of justice. Truth. Oh, never mind. P is calling from San Francisco. Caller wants to be known as P. Hey, P, welcome to the program.
I love your show. It's like breath of fresh air. Yay for Air America and, you know, three cheers. Listen, I'm here to say to all the listeners that, except for the dead, now we must take that seriously. But it is a joke, after all, isn't it? Because these you watch these proceedings in Congress. You see a guy from the state of Kansas shaking his fist at you. And you look at him and you say, well, here's a guy that has to vote on what he believes in. Oh, my, you know, he can't talk about science to that guy, so that guy's out of lunch. You know, I mean, he's just gone. And if there's any doubt of George Bush's service in the Air National Guard being AWOL, well, he's AWOL as president. I mean, yeah. You know, so it speaks for itself. But people, and here's the joke, you know, without the ha-ha, is that they want me to be, like, all worried and scared about these foreign invaders. But they, in fact, have been invited. San Francisco is the only city in these are United States to be invited. They have to come on in and blow them up, and no one is rising to the defense of the city. And isn't that the job of the you know, Defense Department and all of that?
So you're talking about O'Reilly's invitation. I hear you, P. It's insane. O'Reilly should be. I've said this before. Give him and people like him the same amount of protection and firepower that a soldier has or a Marine has. In Iraq, drop them in the middle of Baghdad, and wish them bon voyage. P, thanks for checking in. Got to leave it there. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a...
Cons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. The Jose Padilla story that Padilla. Damn, I'm sorry. I just reminds me too much of high school Spanish. I had it beat into my head. Padilla. The Bush crime family indicted him today after 3 years in Pentagon custody. He's a U.S. citizen, held in a Navy brig as something called an enemy combatant. He was charged today with part of being part of a plot to go overseas to murder, maim, and kidnap. And, you know, when I heard that, I thought, wait a second. There's a couple of things here that don't make a lot of sense. I remember when the religiously insane John Ashcroft interrupted normal television viewing. Remember that day 3 years ago, Kathy? And he was in Moscow, and all of a sudden, there he is! Crisco boy himself with the cameras on him saying, we have credible information. We have arrested Uday Padilla, who is going to blow up apartment buildings and dirty bombs and release radiation all over the United States.
The way I remember it was how Rumsfeld was, I mean, not Rumsfeld, hell, it's hard to tell them apart. The Crisco kid, Ashcroft, was just salivating over pronouncing his name with the Arabic, what was his name? Say, Al Mujahani.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I remember.
Him. And I looked at the picture and I thought, that looks like a Puerto Rican dude. Who's this? Alja Homa Ranida, or whatever he kept saying. But I used to think. To think Ashcroft only held those press conferences so he could get to pronounce the Arabic names because he seemed to enjoy it so much.
It was the drama, the melodrama when the Crisco kid made that announcement. I still remember it clearly, and I thought, oh my goodness, really? A former street gang member from Chicago, whose name is Jose Padilla. At the time I thought it was Padilla. And all of a sudden he has an Arabic name and he's been charged with this and that and this and that. Now, he's been held for 3 years, 2 years, totally incommunicado. That's when he was interrogated. Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? Oh, forget that. Sixth Amendment doesn't exist in Bush world. Absent from the indictment today were the allegations that Padilla sought to blow up U.S. hotels and apartment buildings, remember that? And planned to attack an American city with a radiological dirty bomb, remember that? Alberto Gonzalez, George Bush's, what is he?
His Tejano.
His Tejano? George Bush's Tejano? That's how Bush talks. Whenever he wants to sound like he knows Spanish, he talks like this.
He wishes he sounded that good.
But he talks like this. He goes into the sing-song English that makes him sound. This is the characterization of the Mexicans that Bush gets into. His Tejano. His Tejano Alberto. Wouldn't say why none of the allegations about the dirty bombs and the hotel explosions and the blown apartments and the deaths of Americans, none of it included in the indictment. What did Alberto say? He said, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation or some such crap. Now, what's involved here? Everything. Everything is involved in this case. And this case was to be heard, I think, next week by the United States Supreme Court. And anybody who knows anything about the U.S. Constitution, that would be from roughly the fifth grade on up, would understand that what Bush has been doing with Jose Padilla has been just cataclysmically illegal and unconstitutional. You can't do this unless your name is George W. Bush and you operate within the warm bosom of a crime family that stretches back 100 years. Then you can do whatever you want. Anytime you want, as often as you want. Unless Tony Blair steps in and says, no, I don't think you should drop a weaponry in the middle Doha, Qatar, just so that you can stop... Oh, never mind. By charging Padilla, this crime family that runs the United States has avoided the Supreme Court showdown over this issue. Now, in 2004, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote, quote, "A state of war is not a blank check for the president when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens," end quote. Oh, well, that, see, there you go. There's an activist judge. There she is. Writing legislation from the bench. What do you mean? It's not a blank check for the president. The Congress gave him a blank check. What is she talking about? Get rid of her. This is how sick these bastards are, these right-wingers. The indictment was a blatant move by the Bush crime family to avoid a decision of the United States Supreme Court that would have said, are you out of your freaking minds? Even Fat Tony would have had to have gone along with this one. He would have had to have said, no, you can't do it, George. Yeah. Even Uncle Clarence. This would have been a 9-0 ruling. So what did they do? After holding this man, I don't care what he's guilty of. This is the United Damn States of America. We have a constitution. Honest to God, we still do. And it does apply to American citizens. Yes, it does. I don't care how Bush labels American citizens. Enemy combatant, my ass. I don't care what he says. Jose Padilla is an American citizen. He is protected by the United States Constitution. This cheesy little halfwit who operates at the pinnacle of the Bush crime family cannot suspend the U.S. Constitution. Well, he can until the Supreme Court hears about it and rules on it, or the people of the United States say, that's enough. That is enough. Get out of town. Padilla's appeal argues, the one that was going to be heard by the Supreme Court, that the Bush crime family's evidence, quote, consists of double and triple hearsay from secret witnesses, along with information allegedly obtained from Padilla himself during his 2 years of incommunicado interrogation, end quote. For Christ's sake. This is like the KGB. This is like the SABAK. This is not America. This is not America. I don't care what he's accused of. I don't care. The greater crime, even if he's guilty, the greater crime is what this Bush crime family has committed by holding this man in prison for 3 years. Gonzalez said there no longer was an issue for the justices to resolve since, well, Mr. Padilla will not have his day in court. However, I'm not ruling out the fact that I could reclassify Padilla once again as an enemy combatant at some point. He actually said that. He actually said that. Alberto Bush's Tejano actually said that. I may reclassify him as an enemy combatant if I damn well choose. And I still get emails from people that say, oh, come on, Mike, you should extend the hand of compassion. Why do you call them a crime family? Just because you disagree with them. Oh, get off my email. Padilla was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in 2002 after returning from Pakistan. And that's when Ashcroft alleged the former Chicago gang member planned an attack with a dirty bomb. Then last year, remember this, when Deputy Attorney General then, James Comey, held a news conference and laid out the claims that Padilla, this is when an effort was made when a lower court, an appeals court, I believe in Richmond maybe, not the full court, but two or three justices, I think I've got this right, said, no, you can't do this. You cannot do this. And this is when then Deputy Attorney General James Comey, another religious fanatic, held a news conference to lay out claims that Padilla had sought to blow up hotels and apartment buildings. And at the time, Comey acknowledged the information came from Padilla during interrogation. No lawyers present. God only knows what these torture monkeys did to this man. So today, in a brilliant move, they charged him with state crimes and said, oh, well, ha-ha, fooled you. We kept the son of a bitch for 3 years. Fooled you. Oh, God. There's Ashcroft. Oh, excuse me.
From Rocky Coast to Golden Shore, let the mighty eagle soar, soar with healing in her wings, as the land beneath her sings.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Treat me with understanding.
Treat me with respect.
Drug and alcohol addiction is an equal opportunity disease.
Treat me without judgment.
Individuals in recovery come from all walks of life and deserve to be treated with respect for winning one of the hardest battles there is.
Treat me with courtesy.
Treat me with humanity.
Alcohol and drug addiction deserves proper treatment. For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Find those who evildoers.
My son, I thank God.
Ten before the hour, Craig in North Carolina writes regarding the Padilla case, remember those Rove Gonzalez Crisco boy-esque neo-fascists screaming that terrorism is not a law enforcement issue and now the Justice Department indicts Padilla? Yeah. Because it was convenient for them now, you see. Irish Dave writes, let's see, Crisco boy made that announcement from Moscow in the middle of the night. Meanwhile, back in D.C., FBI agent Rowley was testifying regarding, well, you know. Yeah, she was testifying about how her memos were totally ignored. And that's right, that was the day of the testimony. Remember, Kathy? And Ashcroft's miserable face comes on television. I thought he was going to say, Jesus is coming. And somebody would say, I didn't even know he's breathing hard. But instead, they went on with this this press conference, right? Remember that? And Reggie... They're still calling Padilla the dirty bomber. Reggie reminds the Washington Post and the Associated Press headlines still refer to Padilla as the dirty bomber, even though that charge has been dropped, or at least he hasn't been indicted for it. From the Washington Post, dirty bomb suspect indicted. Oh, they have quotes around dirty bomb. That makes it okay. Associated Press, dirty bomb suspect Padilla indicted. No quotes around dirty bomb. Yeah, so don't start thinking that the American media or the press has made some big turn. Now, the Cato Institute, Libertarian Cato Institute, their project on criminal justice, issued the following statement today. Padilla, an American citizen suspected of being an Al-Qaeda operative, was held in a military prison for 2 years before being allowed to meet with his attorney. And then it says, the press release says, the Padilla case involves the most important legal issue that has arisen since 9/11. President Bush maintains that he can imprison any person as long as he issues an enemy combatant directive to his Secretary of Defense. In the Padilla litigation, Mr. Bush and his lawyers are essentially saying that U.S. citizenship does not matter and capture and imprisonment on U.S. soil do not matter. Once the enemy combatant order has been issued, Americans do not have the right to meet with an attorney, the right to habeas corpus review in civilian court, or the right to a jury trial. Today's action, the Cato Project on Criminal Justice says, today's action is a clear indication that Mr. Bush's legal team believed the Supreme Court would declare his enemy combatant theory to be illegal. Mr. Padilla has been charged with a crime to keep this litigation away from the Supreme Court. Mr. Padilla may soon get his day in court, but Mr. Bush is reserving his controversial theory of executive power for use in future cases. Make no mistake, the Cato's Project on Criminal Justice says, the Padilla precedent constitutes a break in our constitutional levy which protects liberty by restraining government power. We should not wait until our constitutional levy collapses to appreciate the danger that the laws of war, so-called, pose, what those laws pose to freedom in America. Free societies do not just happen. They must deliberately be created and deliberately maintained. Well, okay. I can certainly agree with the Cato Institute on that one, can't you? I just hate the cheesy manipulation of these sons of bitches in the Bush crime family. I hate it. They are so dishonest. They are so cowardly. They are so outside the law. Keeping someone charged with a crime. He wanted to conspire to bomb apartment buildings in the United States and set off a radiological bomb. When they finally do indict him, there's no mention of that. Nothing. It was all for public consumption. The Bush crime family is the most serious threat to the United States that anyone could possibly imagine, because the threat is from within. We can handle external threats. This threat is internal. What the hell was that noise? Is the sewer backed up here or something? The most insidious threat to a society like ours is the one that has been carefully constructed by the Bush crime family, by John Ashcroft, by Alberto Gonzalez, by Donald Rumsfeld, by Dick Cheney, by Paul Wolfowitz, by Richard Pearl, by Elliot Abrams, by George W. Bush. That's not hard to understand, is it? Astonishing. So at the last minute, before the Supreme Court elects to hear the case and issue it, the ruling would not have come until when? Next year sometime? But these pigs, these filthy, filthy destroyers of America, the Bush administration thugs, they knew they could not go before the United States Supreme Court and defend arresting an American citizen, holding him incommunicado, solitary confinement for 2 years, holding him for 3 years in toto, no Fifth Amendment protection, no Sixth Amendment protection, nothing, nothing, because they make up a term, enemy combatant. How about a cheese shoe? Let's call him a cheese shoe. That makes as much sense as enemy combatant. How about hair fence? He's a hair fence. What does that mean? It means what we want it to mean. You're starting to sound like O'Brien. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. An American citizen held in a military prison for more than 3 years, who is suspected of plotting a dirty bomb attack, has been charged with conspiracy to murder and helping terrorists overseas. The Justice Department announced an 11-count indictment against Jose Padilla. The indictment accused Padilla and four other men of operating a support cell in the U.S. that provided funding and recruits for a jihad campaign abroad. Padilla has been held as an enemy combatant on suspicion of plotting with Al-Qaeda to trigger a radioactive dirty bomb in the U.S. A member of the Senate Armed Services Committee says Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania has the right to speak his mind. However, Senator John McCain of Arizona says he doesn't agree with what he says about Iraq. McCain says if we leave Iraq now, there will be consequences.
If you believe what Zarqawi wrote, if you believe what bin Laden says, then they'll be coming after us.
McCain says he highly respects Murtha, and there should be a debate on Iraq featuring all points of view. Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama, in an address Tuesday to the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, criticized the Bush administration for calling unpatriotic those who questioned the country's plan and presence in Iraq. He accused President Bush of shading the truth when speaking of a preemptive strike on Iraq.
Launched the Iraq war without giving either Congress or the American people the full story. I'm not making a partisan claim here. You don't have to take my word for it. All you need to do is match up the administration's statements during the run-up to the war with the now declassified intelligence estimates.
Obama also called for a plan for a reduction, not a full withdrawal of troops in Iraq, after the December 15th elections. The president of Kenya has conceded defeat in a hard-fought vote on a new constitution. In a live television address, President Mwai Kibaki said his government, which was itself divided, would respect the will of the people. Catherine Drew reports.
Crowds of people have been celebrating the defeat of the proposed new constitution on the streets of Nairobi. Many wearing orange are holding oranges, the symbol of the No campaign, which claimed the new constitution would hand too much power to the president. Kibaki had argued the measure, the first since the country's independence in 1963, would be a step towards modernization. But opponents accused him of failing to fulfill promises to devolve the power of the presidency or stamp out corruption. Catherine Drew reporting.
FEMA is extending the deadline for states to find appropriate housing options for Hurricane Katrina evacuees. Louisiana and Florida are among 10 states housing the lion's share of the evacuees that will have their deadlines extended until January 7th. FEMA officials stress that no one is going to be kicked out into the street. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right, we're going to take phone calls now about the subjects I've brought up tonight. Padilla is among them. Email here very quickly from Catastrophile. Consider our writer believes that the Bush crime family put off the Supreme Court battle over Padilla. They're waiting for Alito. Consider the possibility that the reason the administration gave them this issue is because they think Alito is the fifth yes vote they need. Padilla is a trial balloon. If the administration wins, they have a precedent that says they can detain anybody at any time for no reason. If they lose, due process still exists. Be certain that they don't want to have the Supreme Clown Posse hear this case until they know it'll be decided in the administration's favor. And they damn sure don't want O'Connor influencing the decision if they can avoid it. Yeah, because she's already stated for the record that, declaring a war on terror does not give the Bush crime family, my word, the right to suspend the U.S. Constitution. You're damn right it doesn't. So anyway, Padilla has been indicted for doing exactly the same thing, apparently, that Blackwater USA does, traveling overseas to foment death, murder, torture, violence, overthrowing governments, yada, 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 yada. All right, let me say it again. Tomorrow night will be Youth Night on the Molloy program. We usually start with saying the first hour, but it usually extends into the entire program. People between the ages 13 and 17 will be calling in tomorrow, voicing their opinion of anything. Now, I have to say that we've done this twice before, and 100% of the time, 100% of the callers in the previous two times we've done this have been kids who are obviously of a liberal mindset. I guess that's normal when you're a child. And God willing, or somebody willing, you stay that way as you become an adult. You know, a kid sees injustice. A kid sees fair play. A kid sees truth. Maybe more clearly than we adults do. Right? Huh? Right? Huh? Didn't Jesus say that the kingdom of heaven is made up of... Right. Okay. So, tomorrow night's program will be all kids. And if there are any, if any of you right-wingers are listening and want to inspire your progeny to call in, we will certainly treat them with the same kind of respect that you right-wing parents treat your neighbors and friends. I'm being a smart ass there. We will treat your son or daughter with utmost respect, unlike the way you would treat other people who don't agree with you. But it's kid night, okay? So youth night, whatever you want to call it, tomorrow night. Kathy and I then are off Thanksgiving and Friday. There'll be some crappy replay of the program. And then all next week, hooray, hooray, Peter Werby, my former colleague at IE America Radio Network, that is now deader than the UAW is going to be. Peter Werby will be substituting for me all next week while Kathy and I take some time off. So a lot of you know who Peter Werby is. If you don't, tune in. Call him. Make it lively and fun talk radio, because Peter's even more to the left than I am, but he is, he claims. and what did I say the other night? I said he's the Perry Como of talk radio, of liberal or left-wing talk radio, because he's very understated. He has a grip. He's much more mature than I am. He's older than me, too. But he's kind of like Tom Hartman, you know, balanced, calm, collected, determined, right?
Sane,
yeah, I'd say sane, too. That's next week. All right, phone calls. Let's get with the phone calls here, okay? Who do we have here? Mike is calling from Phoenix. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I guess as good as I can.
I hear that.
I'm looking at this story here about Padilla, and it said, and exactly what I thought. I don't see how they could have held him as an enemy combatant because he was arrested on American soil. So that argument's out the window for him.
Well, but of course you know, and I know, and the world knows, George Bush can do any damn thing he wants to.
Well, that's because he's a wet brain alcoholic. I mean, and he conveniently found Jesus.
That's right.
I work on a chemical dependency unit, and I see these degenerates every day. They, you know, they always got to let you know that they're Christian, as if that's, you know, going to impress you or really even convince you that, you know, that they're a true believer, I guess. But who knows? But I call to say I listen to your show every night, and I download the ones I can't listen to on that whiteroadsociety.org. And it's great to hear everything. And my wife is British, and she, you know, she loves listening to you too. And she says most of the English people don't, you know, they don't go along with Tony Blair. That's just a very small minority. But
yeah, what a shame, because because Blair started out, I think, not being a citizen of the UK, I get limited amount of information about him unless I want to dig it out myself. But didn't he start out as kind of a reaction to Margaret Thatcher? Didn't he start out as somebody who believed, pretty much like Bill Clinton, that there was a third way? It didn't have to be, not that I agree with it, but I mean, he didn't start out as a threatening liar, someone willing to cover for George Bush. Look how Bush has corrupted Tony Blair.
Yeah, and then he got into the, you know, he got into power over there, and he just completely, you know, did a 180, and he just went along with, you know, he just went along with whatever, you know, Mighty America says, you know, And I think he's really just scared. I think he's scared of Bush and all of them, to tell you the truth. I mean,
well, what can he possibly be afraid of? That they would drop a couple of smart bombs on number 10 Downing Street? What?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh,
but I tell you real quick, I had to we moved from Phoenix to Tulsa, and I got there, and the first question people ask you is what church do you go to?
Mm-hmm.
I drive around, there's W stickers everywhere. You try to engage these people in you know, any kind of thought, and they pull some Hannity or Bort talking points on you. So we actually, you know, my whole family, too, are like that. So I just, you know what, we moved back here, and
Yeah, that's a shame. And nobody ever asked me what church I'm a member of or attend here in Georgia. There must be something about the way I walk around. But if they ever do, I'll say I belong to the Church of Rock-Chewing Satan or something. I'll come up with something that sounds just evil and vicious. I believe in the horned God. Who do you believe in? You know, something. But that's such an affront, that sort of question. The audacity of people to ask you what church you belong to. It's, you know, I don't know.
And that's always made me, you know, put me off, and I don't know. I just don't know how the country's going to change, though. I mean, it just seems like,
It does seem kind of bleak, but keep your chin up, Mike, because things are going to change. I believe that. I've got to believe that, not just for the country, but for the planet. I've got to believe that. If I stop believing that, if you stop believing that, then we're screwed. You got to keep believing it, okay? I mean, if you and I, just you and I keep believing it, we're going to be okay.
Hey, give my best to Kathy and Molly.
I'll do it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Mike, he writes, where's CNN's Aaron Brown? It looks like he's been fired, and CNN doesn't even have the cojones to tell us what is going on. In Aaron's slot, we now have Anderson Cooper, just another media puppet. Hearst and Rather, now Aaron Brown, Ted Koppel. It's becoming more obvious every day. Those who actually report the news will be replaced. There's only one place to get the real news anymore, Air America. Really? Keep up the good work. Signed, Dick, from Boulder, Colorado, Vietnam vet, 6 years, U.S. Navy. And as an afterthought, Dick adds, and I thought I served to protect freedom of the press. I hear you, Dick. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You lied to us, you freaking liar. Your party's going to hell in a blazing ball of fire. And you lie. You freaking liar. You freaking liar.
World has changed after September 11th. Because we're no longer safe.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear weapon.
You've lied to us, you freaking liar.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour, Carl is calling from Chicago's South Side. Hey, Carl, didn't you used to be in that gang with Jose Padilla?
Oh, Mike, you know, I just heard this coming in tonight.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You haven't been around a TV or a newscast today to hear it?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I've been out all day, and I was coming in, and I heard it on the radio. I turned to catch some quick news, and I heard it. I don't know if you remember. I sent you an email back during the summer, maybe a couple of weeks before the 4th of July. And in the email, I was telling you that you maybe should do a show on something that preceded our Constitution. That was the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
Yeah, and the reason why was that, you know, when I was I had pulled it up and was reading it again, and that part where it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights," that second right was one of liberty.
That's right.
And a lot of people here, we're just too ignorant to understand that, well, that was a fundamental principle for why we were declaring independence. And it was that all men had the right to liberty. I mean, not that it can't be taken, but there has to be a due process for it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get beyond that, you know, just those first paragraphs in the Declaration, the colonists, they listed all of their grievances against King George.
Mm-hmm.
And those grievances, there's such a similarity to George Bush.
isn't that bizarre?
Talking about despotism,
mm-hmm.
Tyranny,
mm-hmm.
taking people to foreign shores and holding and putting them on trials, this kind of stuff. And like I said,
You know what else, Carl? With the way the Republicans have gerrymandered and rigged the different congressional districts, you can also say that certain Americans now are subject to taxation without representation, which is one of the key elements in the revolution against King George.
Yeah, I know. Those are grievances. All of these are grievances. And I'm going to say, well, why don't, you know, people like look at this, you know, a little bit closer. Most people, I think, are ignorant because, you know, they say, well, they're not U.S. citizens. Well, we said that this country was supposed to be about didn't mean that you had to be a U.S. citizen. This was supposed to be something that universally applied to all men.
That's right. That's right. You know what it is? Not only are we ignorant, but we're tired. We're tired, Carl. Aren't you tired? Are you tired?
I'm tired of these people.
I'm tired all the time. Aren't you tired? Aren't you working too much? Aren't you thinking too much? Isn't there too much pressure on you? Aren't you tired, Carl?
Well, you know what? I'm just tired of the ignorance, and
right.
You can't explain this to people. I'm also tired of the people we have in the government because no one. I mean, they say that they take the oath, you know, and whatnot. For our Constitution, but no one sees us, you know, being willing, and it might be unpopular, but they don't seem to be willing to say, well, hey, you know what, this is not what we're supposed to be about. Because if you look at it, a lot of what George Bush is doing isn't that dissimilar from all the other previous tyrants, and, you know, like the communist Chinese, the communist Russians.
And the people around him are behaving in much the same manner as the Nazi high command or the Soviet Politburo.
Especially, like, you know, all these people that we've captured and we've holding all overseas and everywhere else,
mm-hmm.
all for what going on 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it is already 4 years. And you look at this: we have a justice system that's supposed to administer justice for an entire society.
Right.
Yet our society, those people who died on September 11th and their families, none of them received justice because no one's been put on trial.
That's right.
It's just mind-boggling that, you know, like I said, this is what tyrants do. They take people and drop them in holes.
That's right.
And this is what, you know, what Bush, remember now, Bush did say when they had the Patriot Act that, well, oh, this only applies to terrorists,
yeah.
not to U.S. citizens, because someone did, I think in the Congress, question, well, what about U.S. citizens? And he said, no, it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens. But then I guess that's when they later found Hamdi, and then Padilla popped up.
Right.
And that's when Bush changed his tune. Well, they're enemy combatants. Well, yeah, that's what you claim, but they're U.S. citizens also.
Yeah, well, they make it up as they go along, Carl, and we all know that, I think. Carl,
yeah.
I got to leave it there, pal. Thanks
all
so
right,
much.
Mike.
Hey, you have a good holiday, okay?
You too now.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And much more than 10 cents a dance. Who's really paying the tune while we watch Georgie France? Think of Thomas Jefferson, makes me want to cry. To think that the chair he sat in someone could buy. George wears his fate like a money belt. I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Pet the turkey if you want to.
No, I'm not. I'm not even going to comment on the turkey pardon today. I think Randy Rhodes did a fairly good job of that this afternoon. So to hell with it. Back to your phone calls. Mark is calling from Phoenix. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Listen, I hear you every night. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. There's only one problem.
Yeah?
The Democrats are the opposition party, correct?
Well, that's what they're supposed to be.
Where has the opposition, where's it been? They got all these quotes on record that Hannity can use every day. You know, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. And most thinking people realize that we pretty much took care of him in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any of this stuff. They were all using him as some kind of comic book villain to show that they could be tough on world affairs. So I don't see the difference between the two parties, and I think that it is legitimate to criticize the Democrats for the flip-flop that they've done now.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. The only thing I would caution you about, if you don't mind my cautioning you about anything, and that is, if you listen too much to Hannity and the rest of these snakes, your brain will liquefy, and when you go to bed at night, it will leak out your ears. When you wake up in the morning, you'll be missing billions of brain cells, and you'll start thinking like them. So please be careful.
Look, Mike, Hannity and Limbaugh are saying what they're saying because they're making a fortune. I think they got some level of intelligence. So when they go home at night, they can't possibly believe that this war. The nonsense of liberating the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds, they can't possibly believe that that was a good idea. But they say it because there's a lot of money in it for them.
Well,
I agree with what you say 100%. My problem is the Democrats, if the Democrats had put up opposition when the decision was being made to go into war, maybe we wouldn't be in war today. So who is it really to blame? Republicans, who are all criminals to begin with, or the Democrats for having no backbone?
All right, Mark, let me say something, okay? All right, I understand your frustration. I share it. The only way that the anger I feel towards Senate Democrats is mitigated even a little bit is the fact that they were fed lies and deceptions. They were not shown, and they had no way of getting the same intelligence that Bush had his filthy hands on.
Hey, Mike, before the war, did you think Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, yes or no?
No.
And I didn't think he had them either. And guess what? You and I didn't have any intelligence. So you know what? I don't buy this theory by the Democrats.
All right, well, that's...
I think they were afraid. They don't want to be seen as wimps. They have no public relations machine. It's really a problem. We've got a country with one party, and it seems to be controlled by the right. And look at the mess we got ourselves in. I agree. When you talk about this war, you are 100% right. I just don't see the opposition that we need from the Democrats.
I know, and I've said the same thing that you're saying many times on this program. I wouldn't give you $10 to the entire Democratic Party, with a couple of very, very definite exceptions, and major among that. There are two: Dennis Kucinich.
He's great. Kucinich was the guy who came out. They all said he was a wimp before the war, and he said, this is nonsense.
Right. Well, Cynthia McKinney is there are several. But Dennis Kucinich and Cynthia McKinney are two Democrats in the House who represent truth and honesty and decency and justice. But for the most part, the Democratic Party leadership in the Senate and the House are not worth the powder to blow them to hell. I agree with you. There is no difference except around the edges of these two parties. And if the Democratic Party does not return to its base, then it's dead, and the Republicans or somebody are just going to continue to corrupt this entire country. And you know, every time I see these polls about where Bush's whatever the hell it is, people support what he's doing, it's falling and falling, about down to 31, 32, 36%. I also see, and this is disturbing, Mark, I also see the Republicans are seen as fulfilling their duties by about 35% of the public, and the Democrats are seen as fulfilling their duties by about the same, about 35.
Right,
so,
because they're not making any progress, because everybody knows that before the war, they were as much responsible to get us in this as the Republicans. Let me say one more thing. I think the Republicans might have a point that we can't pull out of Iraq now, because let me tell you this. These Iraqis are having such a field day blowing our poor boys up over there that I actually think you could make the case that if we pulled out, they're going to be so frustrated, hey, there's no more Americans to kill, they might find a way to come over here and start killing us over here. I mean, as crazy as that logic is, and I always thought it was crazy, I'm starting to think that we're giving them such a, it's like a theme park over there to kill Americans, that if we pull out of there, they might really seriously start coming over here and doing it here.
Well,
the same way the Bush logic might be true.
I understand your frustration, but Mark, they just want us the hell out of their country. They're not interested in coming here and doing a damn thing. They want us out of their country.
I think that's true, but I think they
also want us.
Enjoy,
they want us
they
out
enjoy
of the,
killing
well,
Americans.
It,
they enjoy killing Americans because right now Americans represent George Bush. They hate George Bush.
Well,
so every time they kill an American, it's like, hey, there's one for George Bush. They're loving this.
All right, thanks. Mark, let me move on. I appreciate your call. I don't take it to that level that you take it. I really don't. I mean, I understand. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Don't misunderstand me. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But I don't think there is a so-called insurgent anywhere in Iraq who gives a tinker's damn about what goes on in the United States as long as it goes on here and not in their sphere of influence, which is the Middle East. They want us. Here's what they want. They want what Osama bin Laden said to begin with. And you know, call him a bastard and a killer. That's fine. He is. I couldn't care less about how he's labeled. We are seen as bastards and killers, too. Okay, that's just the way it goes in this sort of thing. But what he said was, get the hell. He didn't say get the hell. He said, get out of our holy sites. And he said, stop supporting to the exclusivity of the Palestinians, the Israelis. Isn't that what he said? Get out of Saudi Arabia, where our holy sites are. The third thing was stop supporting governments that are nothing more than totalitarian dictatorships. Now, what did bin Laden and the Islamists want? Well, they want to establish religious states. Okay. If they want to do that, if they want to suppress individual freedom, if they want to suppress this and suppress that, okay, we can make an argument that we should go kill them instead, but maybe the argument sucks. What they want is some sort, I think, I don't know, and I'm not a Middle Eastern expert. And don't write me an email and tell me I'm anti-Semitic, all right? Oh, Jesus. What they want is parity, P-A-R-I-T-Y, parity, where it concerns U.S. approach to the Israeli-Palestinian horror. That's what they say they want. And they want us out of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia happens to contain the two most holy sites in Islam. And they want us to stop backing governments that they see as repressive and denying them their religious freedoms. Now, whether or not any of those arguments are valid is not for me to say. You know, they didn't come into Atlanta and say what they're saying. They said, get out, leave us alone. And that's what they're saying now. And I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I would probably go a little bit wacky myself. More wacky than I already am, perhaps, about these issues. But to me, that's as best as I can determine, that's what they want. They are not interested in a reverse crusade. You know, it's like you stay on your part of the planet, you stay in your religion, we'll stay on our part of the planet, we'll stay in our religion, just leave us alone. Isn't that what they're saying? Oh, I'm wrong, right? I'm totally wrong, huh? Right? Huh? Totally wrong. No, I'm not. Not on that issue. But as far as coming over here, no. Are they killing Americans because it represents George Bush, our soldiers? I don't think so. I think they're killing Americans and committing suicide in the process because they are so committed to getting American troops out of what they perceive to be as their country. And now the government that we've installed in Iraq is asking the same thing. Please leave. Please get out. And now the American government under this Bush crime family is saying, well, that's going to plunge Iraq into a civil war. Okay, is that why we're there now? Let's see, weapons of mass destruction? No, not there. Al-Qaeda, Saddam? No, not there. Going to invade his neighbors? No, not there. Dropping nuclear bombs on America? No, not going to happen. What is it? Well, we have to stay because we've lost 6,000 American dead, and if we cut and run, we got to stay because otherwise we dishonor the 6,000 American dead. So we need 20,000, then 50,000, then 58,000. Then we can build a wall in D.C., right? And put all their names on it. Now, it's we have to stay because if we leave, Iraq plunges into civil war. Do you know what I say about that? I mean, I bleed for the bleeding. But if Iraq wants to have a civil war, which they obviously need, they have been ruled by a tyrant that we supported for how long? For how long? So now, yes, we had a civil war. Everybody has a civil war. The Brits had a civil war. Everybody has a civil war. Have your civil war. That's no reason for the United States to keep 150,000 American soldiers and Marines where we can be every single day. The death toll goes up and up and up. And more Iraqis are just murdered alive. Oh, Jesus.
For the Prince of Darkness any longer.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 10 before the hour. And thanks to the crew in New York City, Justin Yuen and our resident rock star Jason Isaac. The two of them engineered this program. Dee Neal is our associate producer and handles the phone calls, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Special shout-out tonight to Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Also, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. And, of course, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks to everybody. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Daniel is calling from a red state. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Yeah, first I want to say I'm honored, sir, and I've resisted calling you because I was afraid talking to you might be as habit-forming as listening to you.
Uh-oh.
But I think I have a route that I think the Democrats should take, and but first I need you to answer a question for me.
Sure.
In terms of this becoming a global issue, which I think it should, instead of just our issue, why haven't we made this into a coalition involving France and Germany and the Soviet Union and everybody we possibly could at this, at this point?
Well, we tried. They wanted no part of this. They saw what was happening in Iraq as an example of naked U.S. aggression. The countries, even somebody like Vladimir Putin, a former head, or not head, but a former member of the Soviet KGB, even he saw, he's got his own problem in Chechnya, but nobody wanted anything to do with this. That's why our coalition consisted of troops from Moldova and Mongolia and, real world powerhouses like that, and Poland and a few from Italy, real trendsetters. So nobody wants anything to do with this. Now, when the United Nations had jurisdiction where it concerned the oil for food program, but the United States and the United Kingdom paid no attention to what the UN was doing. We bombed that country for 12 years. We starved their people. We murdered their children. We polluted their water. We destroyed their electric grid. We did everything we possibly could to that country, and the rest of the world looked at this and went, Jesus Christ, they're committing mass murder. That's why nobody wants any part of it, Daniel.
Well, So it seems that if we really wanted other people's involvement, we could
we don't.
Have a pat in our hand. And
all right, but we don't. We don't want the Bush crime family wants nobody else involved.
And why is that? That's what I'm going
because
for.
Because it's their oil. Two things. Because the Bush crime family wants the oil and the military bases in that part of the world. That's that's the long and short of it. With military bases there, it does two things. It helps protect Israel, which is insane because Israel is damn well capable of protecting itself. It has probably 200 nuclear weapons. Anytime an Arab nation even starts to think froggy, Israel will jump, and that's the end of it. So that argument is bat squeeze. The other argument is it gives us military bases in that part of the world to protect our interests as we seek to exploit oil and natural gas all over the Caucasus region of Central Asia. So that's what it's about. It has nothing to do with democracy, nothing to do with freedom, nothing to do with justice, honor, or truth. It is a filthy, murderous lie. Excuse me?
There's an oil contract issue, right? Whereas we have them all if nobody else gets involved or something like that?
Well, of course, yeah. It's all about the control. Control of oil,
right.
Control of military bases, a stronghold in the region for decades. We don't want to share the prize that we have maimed and killed and murdered to obtain, and those are the Iraqi oil fields.
That is what I believe the Democrats need to focus on, that fact that this administration...
Would that they would. I wish they would, Daniel. They're not going to, because most Democrats in leadership positions are Republican light. They're cowards. They are part of the problem, not the solution. They need to be replaced, too.
Well, they need to make this an issue about why we don't have other people involved and make it an issue and point out the fact that of the reasons that you just said and focus on it. That's the route that I believe they need to go. Otherwise, it's just a no-end journey.
I hear you. Daniel, thanks for checking in, all right?
Maybe again, dude.
Take care. Appreciate it. Julie is calling from Minnesota. Julie, we only have about a minute here, but welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have to disagree with one of your previous callers about the Democrats don't fight or anything. I mean, what can they do? The Republicans are in power. They got conned into this, you know.
Well, Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz and I, long before there was an Air America, long before there was Ed Schultz, Jones Radio Network carrying Ed, the three of us, we're about the only three, we're in Washington, D.C. several years ago, and we told all the leaders of the Democratic Party exactly what they could do. And what they could do was to stand up on their hind legs anytime a camera was anywhere within shouting distance and scream at that camera, "Hi, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Senate leader. The Bush crime family is nothing but a crime family. They are lying, cheating, stealing, and they will soon start committing murder." Now, there are all sorts of ways to fight back, even when you're in the minority party. Look what the Republicans did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for checking in. We're just about out of time, aren't we? Yeah, we're about out of time. What was that? Not the counter inauguration. What were we? That's when Randy was working for a Florida station. I was working for IE America. Ed Schultz wasn't even on the air yet. What was all that about?
That was a progressive view of the State of the Union a few years ago.
That's right. And we gave them the advice. We told them what to do. The nerve. Three talk show hosts telling the leaders of the Senate, the Democratic leaders of the Senate and the House, what to do. And they sat there and pretended like they listened. Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Kid night. Stick around. You know, be here. Youth night. Not kid night. Youth night. In the meantime, watch your back. Take care, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering expose of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do.